There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Up in the Irons, as always, this time a very special song with a very special reason behind it. What's all this about, Metal Dad?
Metal Dad Radio. I'm the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman still here with us while on winter break from school. And yes, we're up in the Irons as we do. Second week in a row, we've played an Iron Maiden track from Brave New World. There's a reason for that, because this year turns 25 years old. Released May 29th, 2000. One of the greatest metal comeback records of all time. You can use air quotes around comeback because they didn't actually go away. Bruce Dickinson left the band. Adrian Smith left the band. But Maiden kept putting out records. They didn't vanish, right? They put two records out with Blaze Bailey on vocals. But that summer of 2000, really in the spring, when it was kind of announced finally that Adrian Smith and Bruce Dickinson were coming back and a new record was coming out, and then that song, The Wicker Man, came out. It was the summer of Iron Maiden, baby. Let me tell you, 2000, this was, and still is, I think, one of the best records of that year. So there you go. Iron Maiden kicking us off. All right. We're going to be celebrating the year 2000 today, because I normally, and hopefully by the time you hear this show, it'll actually be up on the Metal Dad blog. If not, it will be soon after. At themetaldad.com, every January, I like to take a look back at albums that are turning 25 years old. 25 albums turning 25 years old. And we're going to play some of those records for you today. But first, we're going to play some new stuff, because there's a lot of good new stuff already that's about to come out or is already coming out. And we're going to start with a band out of Germany called Warfield. And they have a new record coming out in April called With the Old Breed. Let's give you the lead single off of this bad boy. It's called Lament of the White Realm. This is Warfield. This is Metal Dad Radio.
It's a list of where some
Dad Radio Show, playing a pretty ripping block of new music right there. I gotta say, Metal Dad, we're starting off the year strong. We're starting off heavy with this.
We're also starting off European, because all three of those bands are from Europe. We are starting off thrashy too, I feel like. So that was a band called Sarcator, whose name is a combination between Sarcophago and Creator. And now that I know that, I can hear those influences very well. They've got a new record coming out January 17th through Century Media. The record's called Swarming Angels and Flies, and we just gave you the track right there called Comet of End Times. They've dropped two singles already. That was one of two. The other one, Where the Void Begins, is actually like that song better, but it's like 7 minutes, so I couldn't squeeze it in this week. But check that out. Sarcator is the name of the band. Before that, Vacuous, who at the end of February, February 28th, has a new record coming out through Relapse called In His Blood. And we gave you the title track off of that. That's a ripper. Yes. Really looking forward to hearing the rest of that record, Vacuous. And they're from the UK. And then starting off the block from Germany, Warfield, who has a new record coming out in April called With the Old Breed. It's due April 4th. And we gave you the lead single, Lament of the White Realm. All right, so there you go. So I mentioned at the top of the show that we're going to be celebrating the year 2000 this week. Every single record you're about to hear over these next two blocks are turning 25 years old this year, which makes me feel really, really old, because my oldest child is also turning 25 years old this year, which is making me feel really, really old. So let's go down memory lane here a bit. And there's no rhyme or reason. I just picked six records that I just distinctly remember from 2000, listening to quite a bit. But don't forget to check out themetaldad.com, because eventually we'll have a post up with 25 albums from 25 years ago, all of which I spent various levels of time with. But let's start with Crowbar, because they still had Sammy Pierre Duet in their band. And I believe this was the last record they put out with Sammy Pierre Duet in the band. And, of course, he of Acid Bath and now Goat Whore fame. Let's play some Crowbar for you. Their album Equilibrium came out March 7th, 2000 through Spitfire Records. Let's give you the opening track right now. This one's called I Feel the Burning Sun. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad radio show, giving a pretty ripping block, our first block of album celebrating 25th anniversaries, which is pretty crazy. And Metal Dad, I do believe you have a very special dedication for this block.
Yeah, so as I was putting this show together, I did not purposely put Isis, Electric Wizard, and Crowbar together because they would have been a great tour in 2000, but they all fit. And I'm dedicating this block to Lord Gates, our guy Lord Gates, because I feel like in the year 2000, these were three records he was absolutely rocking. If I know my man Lord Gates well enough, which I think I do, my metal brother from another mother, that was Isis. And that comes off their Celestial record from July of 2000, July 19th, through Escape Artist Records. And we gave you Collapse and Crush off of that album. Before that, Electric Wizard off their Dope Throne record, released October 9th, 2000, through Rise Above Records. We gave you the opening track, Venom Sabbatai. And then Crowbar, Equilibrium is the name of the album, from March 7th, 2000, through Spitfire Records. And I misspoke. I said this was the last record Sammy Pierre Duet was on. It was not. He actually played on the record after this a year later. That was the last record that Sammy Pierre Duet played with Crowbar as he was starting to form Gotor, because they put their first record out in 2000 as well. So there you go. So that's, that block of Crowbar, Electric Wizard, and Isis goes out to my guy, Lord Gates, because I know he likes those bands, and I'm sure he liked those records when they came out in 2000. All right, so let's do another block from 2000. I was actually wrapping up my time in 2000, working at a record label. And two of these albums that I'm about to play came out on that record label in 2000. Let's start with Exhumed, who on August 15th, 2000, put out their Slaughter Cult album through Relapse Records. Let's give you the track Slave to the Casket. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving a pretty eclectic block there of albums also celebrating anniversaries. I gotta say, Metal Dad, I really like this. You got a couple of deep cuts thrown in there, some classics too.
I cheated. This record was actually reissued in 2000. It originally came out in 99, so I cheated. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was cheating. I could have sworn this came out in 2000, but it was reissued in 2000. The band is Wolf. The album is Wolf, and it originally came out in 99. There you go. So it's turning 26 years old this year. But I still love that record. Moonlight is the name of the track. Before that, we gave you two albums that definitely came out in 2000. So it was Nauseam. Their Human 2.0 record came out through Relapse Records on May 23rd, 2000. And we gave you the track Shadows. And then starting off the block, Exhumed, who released their Slaughter Cult album August 15th, 2000 through Relapse Records. And we gave you the track Slave to the Casket. And my name may be somewhere in the credits on both of those last two records. All right, so let's finish off this show. Well, first of all, how many are you here again next week? How many weeks do we have left with you before you have to go back to school?
I think you might just get one more week with me. I think so.
One more week with the Candyman. That is fantastic. All right. And then he's back off, and then I'm by myself again for a few months until he's back for the summer. So let's finish this off the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. I really felt like I hadn't played anything from Master Reality in a long time. Like a long time. So let's pull out a track off of that record. It's one of my favorite Sabbath records. Plus, we played a lot of sludgy stuff, so I felt like it fit. This is Sabbath. This is Into the Void. Till next week, kids.